Hi, this is Dawn Shireen. This is my podcast, Dance with Bipolar. I hope you all had a good week or, a better week than the week prior. I sincerely mean that. My week was a little sketchy. And let's just jump to it. It started out, it's been a weird week, okay? I had an interview this week with Culture Class Podcast. And I told you guys about it, and it'll air within 3 weeks or so, so I'll let you all know. I still haven't gotten all the official stuff on that yet, the headshot and the bio and all that good stuff, but I'll let you know when that's going to go live, and that'll be, I'm going to go probably on YouTube, because it was, although I'm not sure, but it was a camera thing, so you all get to actually see me in action if you choose to watch it. I would just advise you to not watch it and just listen to it. But still do something to, do something to listen to it. We talked, nothing's ever a typical interview. We talked a little bit about bipolar, and then we talked a little bit about like where my life is at now as compared to where it was like 6 or 7 months ago. And, there's some interesting tidbits in there as always. So, stuff that, only comes up in interviews because I'm not expecting the questions. And it's like, oh, yeah, well, So definitely check it out when it comes out. Culture Class Podcast, all the normal places. Probably find it the same place you find me. So, check it out when it comes out. So other than that, this week was kind of, kind of not really a redo of last week. But I'm still pretty displeased with what's going on. And, I don't even know how to approach it, it's just probably in my head, and maybe ultimately I am just really antisocial, and people just really drag me down, and I'm kind of in the wrong place if that's what's going on right now, because discipling doesn't mean, isolating, but I don't know how I can disciple when I'm having such a hard time just dealing with certain situations. So I'm kind of in a little bit of a quandary. Now, my teachers and stuff would probably tell me I'm doing just fine for what's been going on. But my roommate, would of course say something different than that because she's so perfect and all that, And I feel, if any of you ever watched the Brady Bunch, I really feel like Jan, and I'm just trying to, keep up with Marsha all the time, and there's just no flipping way to do it because I'm not her, So it's getting, it's really kind of getting in the way of a lot of stuff, So like today, because, she's so perfect, she gets to leave the house at 10 and everybody else has to leave at 9:15. And then she gets to come back in at 1. Everybody else can't come back until 3. And she's like, oh, I deserve it because I do blah, 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 blah. And it's like, well, if we all had an opportunity to do all this stuff, then will we all get the opportunity to be able to, here comes a puppy. Would we all be able to break the law too, And he looks like Doc. And so it's just really, problematic to me that it's supposed to be an equal program, right? But some people get privilege, and it's not right. He's so cute. You're so cute. And so it's just really kind of eating me alive, truthfully. So I don't know what's going to happen here because, some of the stuff that's happening is making me really just want to book and leave. And like how it was in Lakeside, just go get a tent and just forage, and actually it seems like in Flag, it'd be a lot easier to actually do the tent thing because it just seems like it's more densely wooded and then there's the mountain and it just seems, and there's a lot more homeless people. So it seems like it'd be just more acceptable actually to tent it in Flagstaff. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to do that to any of the people that are listening to this, but I'm just saying it's just really hard when somebody has a superiority complex and actually get away with it, and the complicity between her and some members of staff, it seems like it should be a, I want to say an obstruction of justice, but that's not the word, but it's something like that, it's a conflict of interest, and, I don't know, it's probably just me, because I have to room with her, and I get to see all the stuff that she actually gets away with, and, and the fact is that none of us are actually given the opportunity to to do the same thing she does, or, you know, we're not allowed to do it for some reason. And I don't know why she's so perfect and gets everything. But that's kind of where I'm at. So, I mean, I'm going to try to wrap a show around this. And it's really hard right now because I want to tell you all, try not to compare yourselves to others and try not to have to live up to somebody else's expectations of you. Yet that would be a real lie because right now I'm struggling with that and trying to be, well, I don't want to be her, but trying to live up to her golden image, you know, and ooh, that's idolization. Wow. Okay. See, that's idolatry. And that's a problem. So, I don't really know what to do to stop this because it just seems like everything I do, she's on me about it. And that's going to be wrong too, right? I mean, and it's hard because we're in the same room. So it's like, I always have to be up all the time around her. And sometimes I just really just want to sleep or do my homework or just have some quiet time or just be left alone, you know? And I think that's reasonable. And it just seems as if that's just seems, it just seems like it's not allowed and it's bullshit. So, you know, I have to figure this out. And if it means I have to leave the program, then I'll leave the program because I'm not going to be treated differently from everybody else in the program because that's not equal. I'm not going to say fair because life isn't fair, but it just isn't equal, you know, and just not being able to even in the seclusion of my own room, just be myself. It's wearing on me, you know, and I don't use the bipolar as a crutch, you know, because that's not the way I roll. However, we all know that within the bipolar spectrum thing that this need for space and this need for privacy and this need for regeneration and just time alone to recuperate, you know, it's a necessary factor in bipolar. And it just seems to be denied to me by her, you know, and staff is aware of this. And, you know, I guess they're doing their best, but because they're not in the room and they're not seeing the interplay between us in the room, it's really hard for them to know just how, I want to say abusive, but it's not abusive, bullying. I feel like I'm being bullied, you know, and not like I'm going to take your lunch money bullied, but like very underhandedly bullied, you know, and just, it's just really hard. You know, I take a minute to do something up in the room and next thing I know she's up there and she's like, well, why aren't you down here doing blah, 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 and blah? And it's like, because nobody asked me to. And I don't know when I became Kreskin, you know, and I just don't, I'm going to start crying and I can't do that right now. So I mean, that's kind of where I'm at right now. And then on top of everything else, we did have a tragic event happen in the house a couple days ago, and it's I'm just gonna be straight out on this. Okay, so somebody died in the house and it's all up in the air as to what actually happened, and I'm not gonna jump to any conclusions on a public forum about what happened. However, the shock of losing somebody in the house is the repercussions are huge, you know. And though I can't say that I was per se friends with this lady, I knew her and I had helped her, you know, and because I'm a disciple, I have different interactions with people in the house. So some people just don't see, so they think I'm doing nothing when I'm actually doing quite a bit for people, though it may not seem like getting a pair of pajamas for somebody is a big deal. But in the place where I'm at, you know, finding a pair of pajamas that will fit somebody is a big deal. And it meant a lot to her, you know. And so we, you know, I know it sounds really crazy, but we had that, right? And I was always kind, and I try to be kind to everybody. And I was kind to her, you know, because she had come to me and allowed me to help her. And so now she's gone, you know. And there's a lot of questions surrounding it, and there's a lot of speculation, and there's a lot of people just talking shit out of their mouths that they don't know anything about the situation. And, you know, and because of the position I'm in as a disciple, it's just another really tough position, because I'd like to actually clock some of these people in the face, you know, and then I'll get an assault charge, and then I'll be like the other lady who got an assault charge and have to go back down to the dorm and then come back upstairs or whatever is happening with that. Anyway, another animosity. I got some issues right now, guys. I really do. I am full of rage, I think, actually, underlying rage, which is so dangerous. And, you know, and although staff is always like, oh, come talk to us, the fact that I know that there's complicity in there and that I really can't trust them because they'll go back to her, you know, and then there's, it's obvious who it's coming from because, you know, she only has one roommate. So it's kind of like, I just can't do that, you know? Oh my gosh. And then I've gone to other people in the house that I thought I could trust. And these are people that I would actually still consider friends, but I can't trust them because I tell them something and then bam, they're right on it telling her. So it's just kind of like, I feel like I'm between a rock and a hard spot right now. I can fake it till I make it, right? Which is a lie. Okay. And in the deepest sense of the word, that is a lie. Or I can continue to be honest and great on people because they don't know how to deal with honest people. Right? So it's kind of a really shitty situation I'm in right now. Not that I don't love discipleship, because I do. I really do love it. And I love learning about God, and I love learning more about where I fit into the big spectrum and how he fits into my life. So there's not a problem with that. It's just the interpersonal stuff, you know, and being expected to do things that you don't even know need to be done. And then the judgment and then the comparison and maybe, okay, I'm going to say just maybe, because I don't really think this is true, but maybe I'm doing it all to myself, right? But that's not true, because she's comparing me to her, and that's just as wrong. So, you know, in a really weird sense, maybe there's like a double idolatry going on, and because she hates me, actually, underneath everything, you know, she's just trying to even it out by making my self-esteem shit. So I really honestly don't know. I just don't know. But I do know that something's got to give. And if it means that I got to, you know, I don't know if maybe there's a way I could still do the program and move out of the house or, you know, I just don't know. I don't know how it works, because I really love the program and I love what it's doing for me, beside the fact of being compared to Marsha. But, I don't know, man. Like, it's just hard. It's been a really shitty week. I'm just, you know, and then I found out something about my friend that I can't trust this week, health-wise, that has really thrown me for a loop too, which I'm not going to, again, get into this on a public forum, but just to say that expect the unexpected, I guess, is, you know, expect the unexpected. Change is inevitable, and things that you think are solid can shift at any moment. You know, I mean, everything with my roommate could shift in a minute if, right? There's a lot of things that could happen. And again, I don't out people, so I'm just going to not say anything. But, you know, the fact that she thinks she's so perfect within the program is a problem, you know, and the fact that I think that I am so deficient in the program is also a problem. So, you know, there's some, I guess, some stuff to work on. And I think this is kind of the same conclusion I came to last week, you know, is that I guess some stuff to work on. But, I mean, as far as the bipolar goes, this actually really is affecting the bipolar, and I don't use it as a crutch, so I can't bring it up, or I can bring it up and then have people say, oh, yeah, you know, you've got to take responsibility for it, you got to own it. And I do own it. I do own the fact that I am having a really hard time regulating my moods right now, because I have so much pressure on me, and it's not overwhelming. I'm not overwhelmed. I'm still finding time to do stuff, but the pressure to be as perfect as her and to try to strive to get all the same privilege that she has, you know, and I may never get it because I don't schmooze with the staff like she does, you know, and I was never staff before like she was, and I don't know all the ins and outs and all the secrets and have the master keys and everything, you know, and you know, and there's stuff like that. So it's like I can never compare to what she is, because I can't, you know, and as I'm saying this, is like, I don't want to be her. I would hate to be that egotistical, to think that I'm better than everybody else, you know, and to be that blind to my own faults, and to think that, you know, I am perfection on shit on a shingle, you know, and you know, and the fact that I recognize in myself that I am so imperfect you know, is both a pro and a con, you know? So I didn't want this to turn into a bitch fest, but I guess apparently that's what this has turned into. And, you know, maybe I need to, so that you guys can all see that, you know, I'm as human as you are. And although I put up a good face, and most of the time it's not even putting up a good face. I really don't ever lie to you guys. I'm so honest with you guys that people are offended, which I could give a shit about. But, you know, I don't know what I'm trying to say to you guys. I don't want you guys to come off on this and think that because I'm having a hard time with comparison and trying to live up to expectations that are just beyond my level, that you should, because you shouldn't. You know, fully, each of us is perfect, right? And the fact that I'm feeling like I'm so imperfect is on me, because ultimately I know I'm as perfect as I can possibly be being human right now. You know, I mean, well, that sounds really conceited, doesn't it? I'm a work in progress, but you guys are all within your own selves. You're all fantastic and you're awesome and it within your own right. And you don't have to, you know, trying to reach the expectations of someone who themselves thinks that they are so perfect is actually, like, I think the meaning of crazy right there, because I can't, and I don't want to, actually. I don't want to live up to what her expectations of me are, because she only sees one side of me. She only sees one side of me. She never listens to the podcast. She has no interest in any of the other stuff I'm doing with, you know, the screenplay. Oh, yeah, the screenplay is still happening, guys, and the book and the outside interviews and the this and the that and all the other stuff that I'm doing. She has no interest in it whatsoever. She just wants to stay on the one linear level of I'm in the house with her and I'm her roommate, and that is all she sees. Which is actually a disadvantage to her, you know. And I gotta knock it off. I really do. I have to figure out a way to transcend this and just not live in it anymore, and let her opinion of me actually matter so much. Because again, in a way, that's idolatry, and that's all wrong, you know. I mean, ultimately, what God thinks of me is really the biggest thing. And whether I do my homework on time, or whether I get the dishes done when she thinks I should, or whether I mop 18 floors, or whether I get the vents vacuumed out in time, you know, in her time, honestly, doesn't matter. It doesn't make a hill of beans difference if I do it my way or if I follow her maniacal, you know, roadrunner way. It honestly, in the big picture, in the big scope, that shit just doesn't matter. You know what matters? The fact that I talk to you guys and I let you know that I'm as human as you are, and that I am broken in my bipolar, and that I struggle sometimes with these mood changes that are just uncontrollable sometimes, even with medication and compliancy with eating and sleep and all this stuff. And sometimes, man, they just sideswipe me, you know, and outside pressure from somebody, it just doesn't help, you know. And as much as I say, you know, try to avoid that, it's really kind of impossible to avoid people coming at you, you know. So I guess what I need to do is just find a better defense to it, you know, which isn't going to be just like screw you, you know, because that's a really bad defense. I mean, it totally works, but it's not my go-to on that anymore. Before, yeah, hell yeah, that was my go-to, but I can't, and it's not really in me anymore to do that. Like, that raw edge, well, it's still there, but it's a little more refined at this point, right? So I can't do that anymore. But I have to find a way. I have to find a technique to take myself out of the situation when Little Miss thinks she's perfect, gets on her rampage, you know. And I guess that's all I can do. You know, and then there's just stuff, you know. And now since we've had this death in the house, I had a dream about Doc last night. And I literally woke up sobbing, you know. because I've lost a lot of stuff that, you know, I get that God takes stuff out of our way so that we can get to something else, but it doesn't mean it doesn't still hurt. And obviously I've been triggered by the death in the house, and I didn't even realize it until last night, and it was like, you know, I'm not healed. I'm not healed from Lakeside. I'm not healed from Lakeside. And I don't know when that's going to happen, right? You know? And one of my teachers just went back to Lakeside to do a thing for Celebrate Recovery. And, you know, she's talking about all the places there that she went. And I just was flooded with, like, you know, oh my gosh, this is the place that this happened to me. And this is the place that that happened to me. And I wonder if she drove by Running Bear. And I wonder, right? And it just, and then she started talking about storage units, which had nothing, actually, it didn't have anything specifically to do with Lakeside. But I have a storage unit in Lakeside, right? So it was just like, oh, I really should go take care of that sometime, you know? And then I'm like, but that means I have to go back to Lakeside. And I'm not ready to go back to Lakeside. And then I would have to probably get a storage unit. Anyway, we all talk about storage units because it's like holding on to crap that just doesn't really matter anymore. But the thing is, the stuff in the storage unit, especially Christopher's art, really does matter to me and really does matter to the world and really does need to be preserved. But like some of the books and all that stuff, I mean, I've been replacing books since I got here. My bike, you know, a bike's a bike. I got a TV and never watch TV. I've got a stereo, which I could never use here anyway, because, you know, you can't actually listen to anything other than secular, no, non-secular, anyway, anything but worship music, loud, you know. I can listen to it on my headphones all I want, but I can't listen to it, like, in real world, or I can, but then I have to be all sneaky about it, which, again, is a lie. So, you know, there's just a lot. I mean, I didn't even realize how much there was going on until I actually started talking, and I was like, there's a lot, you know, with this lady's death, you know. And then we had grief come in, and because I'm a disciple, it wasn't mandatory I take it, but by her, again, the roommate, I was kind of like forced into going when I could have done homework, or I could have finished chores, or I could have done this or that, because I don't get to stay in on Sundays like she does and do homework. So, you know, I get to come home today and I can leave shortly and start walking back and, you know, go back in at 3 and maybe kick out a couple hours of homework before she starts telling me what I need to do. And I think I just need to just get a backbone, seriously, and just tell her to take it to staff, you know. And if staff wants me to do something, then they can come to me directly and tell me to do it, even if it is a complicit member of staff. Because I don't know what else to do. I'm not going to let her bully me anymore. And although they may not see it as bullying, in all truth and actuality, that's exactly what's going on. I'm being bullied. And I can't trust my friend who I just found out has a problem health-wise. And because, you know, no matter what I say to her, she comes directly back to my roommate now. So I've kind of got myself in a real sticky situation with people. And, you know, I'm supposed to trust people because I'm a disciple, right? But the only one, you know, the only person that I really trust right now is God. And I'm actually getting a grip on trusting myself. And there comes the wind. So I guess that's a confirmation. But other than that, you know, there's like, there's other stuff going on. And I've had to change some other relationships I have that weren't like... There's no sexual relationships going on right now or for the next year with me. And there's no boyfriend-girlfriend relationships going on with me for the next year or so. Unless something specific happens, and then I'll have to get staff permission or whatever. I'll have to go... whatever. Anyway, it's not even in the cards right now. But, you know, I do have friends that are male. And people start misconstruing that shit, too. And it's like, I can't even have friends, you know? And it's like... I'm just having some issues right now, guys. Like, legit, I'm not gonna lie, because I don't do that. I'm having some real issues wrapping my head around a whole lot of stuff that's going on. And I just want you all to know that I am not perfect by any way, shape, or form. I don't even claim to be perfect. You know, nobody's perfect, but... it doesn't mean that we're flawed. How's that? It doesn't mean that because of our imperfections, that we're any less of a human being, that we're to be degraded or demeaned or set aside or stereotyped or, you know, stigmatized. It doesn't mean that at all. And, you know, no matter what, I'm still going to fight for the mental health cause. And it's kind of gone on the back burner a little bit because of everything else that's going on. But this interview reminded me that, you know, that really is my calling. That really, I think, is my life mission. And, I've kept up with the show and all, you know, so it's like it's still out there, but I haven't like done all the talks, and my dream for a TED talk has been reawakened. So I'm really gonna start to put some emphasis on that, which just means I gotta learn how to better time manage and let this bully stop telling me what I gotta do, because she doesn't really care about my outside life. So and there we go, there's another problem, right? See, so round and round and round I go today. I'm really tired. Yesterday was a really long day, and I had a banquet on Friday night for, I can't even see how tired I am. I can't remember, but then we came the following morning, we found out about this lady being deceased, so everything got a little bit jacked up, and today I had church, which, I'm not gonna lie, church was a struggle today. We had a guest pastor come in, and It's not my normal pastor. It was a true struggle today to just not walk out of it, because it was kind of like this podcast. It was so disattached and just all over the place and making no sense and trying to tie it up, and I left there exhausted. I did. I left church exhausted, earlier than usual by a long shot, but still, I don't know what I got out of it. But I think I just kind of talked my way through some of this stuff. So thank you for listening. I appreciate you. I'm going to tie this up because we're almost, wow, I've spoken to you guys for a minute, and, I'd like to get back to the house and actually get a jump on this homework so I can stop being so stressed about it. Each of you is important to me. I love you all. The usual, dancingwithbipolar.com. You can get a hold of me there. There's a contact sheet. dancingwithbipolar@yahoo.com is my email for the show. If you want to be on the show, you want me to be on your show, if you just want to stop by and say hi, you know, or if you just want to tell me that maybe by listening to one of my cuckoo shows, it helped you, you know, I'm not opposed to any of that. Feel free to email me. I feel like I'm missing something. Oh, yeah. Okay. So I've just been tapped for the Wisdom app. You can find it on, at the Play Store or on Apple, however you find your apps on Apple. It's called Wisdom app. And I've been tapped as a top mentor on that. So actually I was going to do that today, but we'll have to see how it goes. I'm going to start being more active on that too. Somehow I'm going to figure out a way to get into the schedule. And, look for me there, Wisdom app. I'm there is Dawn Shereen Bernard. I think, yeah, no, it is. My username is Dawn Shereen, and yeah, download the app and check it out. It's brand new, so it's still kind of got some glitchy stuff going on, and you know, but check it out. And again, Self Pause is another brand. I'm a brand ambassador for Self Pause, so go check them out. Daily affirmations. I'm gonna hit them up and see if I can get some kind of a discount code for you guys to check it out. But right now, there's a minimal fee for daily affirmations. And there's all kinds for health, school, pregnancy, work, jobs, unemployment. I think there's even some for COVID. So yeah, check out that. So Self Pause. And the Wisdom app, and I got a couple other things that I've been tapped for, but that's two is good. And if I remember, I will put them in the show notes. But for right now, this is Dawn Shereen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. And hey, let's all stay alive, okay? Later.